We got a beer and some Starburst jelly beans. So that's the quick way of saying, here goes the show.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Can't make it alone. Water the pony and hitch up the car. Looks like I've lost the battle of old wounded heart.
Welcome, Yumma Dum Dum. I love me some Starburst jelly beans. Let me tell you what. I'm not even a candy guy. A candy man, if you will. I just, but this candy, I have to make an exception. I don't know why it's so good. You know, if I was working at the candy lab factory, the chocolate factory, where I guess they make everything candy, they figure if you've got chocolate down, you can do it all. If I was working at the candy factory and we made a candy and then we're like, let's taste test it with some people, and people were eating it until they had, you know, severe stomach pain, which is how I, you know, negotiate my relationship with this particular candy, I'd say, boys, we've done it. We have really created something here. Look at the test subjects. They're writhing in pain. Yet, they're not completely sure that they're done eating these jelly beans yet. You know? That would be me. Physical pain. I know it came from that, you know, because I felt fine before. I've done this to myself many times. And then I eat them and think, oh, good. Here we are. In pain. Yet, I'm like, I'm not ready to put them away yet. I don't know, and yet, although part of the problem with the test might be that I think it only takes about 5. I think the human body is meant to handle about 4. Not even one of each flavor, you know what I mean? Before it, the human body says, okay, we need to shut it down. This is not productive work that's happening. This is all bad. I hate everything that's happening right now and what you're doing to me, and I'm going to... Well, you're either going to kill me with the jelly beans or I'm going to kill you with pain. So we'll see who dies first. We're going to see who's got the guts to stick it out. Well, I've got another power hour prepared. So that's good. You know, I just kind of kill 10 minutes before we start. This whole thing of eating things till I get almost sick is kind of a consistent thing. I wouldn't say it's a problem. I would say I probably could not do it if I wanted to. I just don't want to. You know, I was thinking about that at the Wendy's the other day. Was that over there? On my order, I think what I actually need to do, this is going to sound weird, I think I need to order slightly more Wendy's than what I order now. Because then what they'll do when I order is think, this is clearly for 2 people. He's clearly taking the rest of this home to somebody. Because nobody's eating that whole thing. What I order now is a gluttonous amount for 1, but not quite enough. What I need to do, I think, the trick is to order 2 drinks and 2 fries. You know, because if you get 3 sandwiches, 2 drinks, and 2 fries, someone might think, all right, that seems a normal amount. or make sure if I get three sandwiches, I also get a nugget. Then that's like three sandwiches and a nugget. So maybe someone's having a sandwich and a nugget. I think ordering that extra fry is what's going to make all the difference for me. I think that's going to cross me over to the place where it appears that I'm not just a Wendy's crazy glutton slob type guy. Or, I thought about this too. You know, people used to get these dummies so they could go in the HOV lane, so it looked like you had someone else in the car. I mean, who's going to know? You're going by at 80 miles an hour. Who's going to be able to tell? That's not a guy. You know? Which, by the way, if you're thinking about doing that, I'm all for it. I would just say, instead of getting a dummy, get a sex doll. Because then you're like, listen, this thing was like, this is made out of almost real skin. It costs $400. You're goddamn right. I buckle it in when I drive. So, yeah, give me the HOV ticket, but whatever. I mean, this is how I drive with a $400 sex doll. You know, if I was taking home a brand new flat screen, I would probably buckle it in too. So, I was thinking that what I should do is get one of these dummies to have in my car when I'm in the Wendy's. You know, and then, I don't know, I need to figure out a way to make it look like that person is passed out but not dead. Maybe like they're drunk. You know, we're doing our, okay, we've had enough fun drinking. Let's go get Wendy's to help either calm things down or escalate the evening. I like how when you're real drunk, you're like, you know, it's a good idea. Taco Bell. That's really going to mop things. Yeah, that's going to start my life right. You know, the problem is, like, Whole Foods isn't open until 2 in the morning. They really should have an annex part of the store that's open till 2, because then it's, you could say, all right, been out all night drinking, so what am I going to do? I'm going to go get a wheatgrass smoothie or something and chug a whole thing of vitamins. Start this right. Start living my new life right now. You know, instead of tomorrow morning. Be good, too, because then give people one more reason to be mad at Whole Foods, you know? Be like, what? Smoothie didn't do anything. Granted, I had 14 beers in as many minutes, but nevertheless, eating these jelly beans makes me miss my sister because she's the only one who thinks that the green apple is an appropriate flavor. You might know it as green apple, or you might know it as the one that tastes like some sort of a cleaning fluid that you've come to love. I don't know. There should be more options, right? I did have a smoothie for, I think, the first time in my life the other day. I don't know. I don't get the appeal. I'm not going to lie. Because it's healthy or something? Fuck that shit. I mean, who cares? How healthy could it be? It can't be that good for you, I don't think. I don't know. I mean, if you like it, good for you. But, you know, they had all this stuff that was like, if you just got done working out, you could have these or something. And I had a small... And I swear to Christ, if I'd had one more ounce, I would have had to stop and sit down on the way home. I wouldn't have made it. I was so full from eating this smoothie, you know? It was there, Alice and I went and got smoothies and then cookies. So, you know, we're on the health kick. And we went into the Hallmark store. You know, Hallmark store, I cannot fucking believe that this is its own store still. Hallmark. So this is a place where they just have basically, they have a card for everything. They don't have a good card for everything, but they do have a card for pretty much any occasion. They've also really gotten into Yankee Candle. There are some candles in there that I'm not really sure. I mean, there's one that's like fresh cut grass, and there's another one that's laundry. And it just smells like a fabric softener sheet. Which is, I don't know, some people like that smell and that's great, but there's an easy way to duplicate that. Just open up a fucking carton of Bounce and just throw them all over your living room. Believe me, you'll start getting headaches from that smell before too. And what does it smell like when it's burning? This is the problem with buying candles, okay? The smell of something and the smell of something that's burning, not the same. I bet your girlfriend's hair smells real nice, but if you lit it on fire... I don't think you'd be enjoying it as much. doesn't have that same appeal. They need to make more candles that have themes of things that are appropriate to burn. You know, wood type smells, that seems all right, or Christmas tree-ish or something like that. Maybe garlic bread. The smell of burning garlic bread was a familiar one in my home growing up. So that could work. That might work for me. That might make me feel nostalgic. I don't know, maybe like, they should have Yankee candles that are, you know, things to sad, maybe like a pile of old boyfriend's letters scented candle, you know, it just smells like notebook paper and old dreams, the past burning up before your eyes into nothing but ash. I don't know if they've gotten to work on that one yet. Hey, good news. We made it to the 10-minute mark, so we can start our 50-minute power hour. Here's what happens. I've got 50 questions, and I'm going to answer all of them because I'm a good guy. You know, I like to help the kids. I tried to pick out some sexy ones this time because I think those are fun, and I hope you do too. So I have a minute for each question to read the question and then answer the question. So I'm going to get all of our sounds ready here. And we are going to rock this house like it was nobody's house. All right. Here we go. Dear Snowman, how can I drive my car in a more fuel-efficient way? Fortunately, I'll soon be returning to my lovely college campus where bikes are the primary mode of transportation. But until then, I'll be in my sprawling hometown, blah, blah, blah. It's been as high as $4.99. Holy fuck. I do drive a fuel-efficient car. I don't think I'm driving it the most fuel-efficient way. So how can I increase my fuel efficiency via my driving? Well, there are a couple schools of thought on this. I would say that the best way to do it is to continue complaining the way that you are and blow all of the air out of your lungs. And therefore, by the time you're doing that, I think that you'll weigh a little bit less, and therefore your car will drive more efficiently. I mean, maybe that's just craziness. Maybe I'm a crazy person. But fuck it, man. Just screw this crap. Screw this fuel efficient. You're never going to win. Jesus Christ, what do you think's going to happen? One day you're going to show up and think, oh, I paid $1 for gas. Fuck you. Dear Snowman, I think I might be insane. A few weeks ago, I saw my boyfriend with another girl and got super jealous. We've been together for 2 years now. Anyway, I went back to my home and... Oh, it's anyways, of course, because it's this show. I went back home and I grabbed a knife. I hid it in my school bag, and when school was over, I invited her over to my house. She was watching TV and said I was going to the bathroom, but I stood behind her and held the knife by her head. But then I realized what I was doing, and I sneaked off to put the knife back. I don't want to be like this. I need to get over this. Please help. From Jackie. Yeah, that's a problem. I don't think you should be wanting to... I mean, you should be wanting to knife people in the head. Okay, maybe this is the problem with psychology. I think we try to convince people that they shouldn't want to knife people in the head. But the truth is, you just shouldn't do it. It's fine if you want to knife someone in the head, because fuck it, people are assholes. They're rude. They're mean. They steal our boyfriends. I mean, I guess it depends on if you're... boyfriend was just with her. No, you can't stab her in the head. I would start with the arm. Dear Snowman, I have a third interview at Chipotle. I had my first one and second one about a week ago. Now I have my third one tomorrow. Help. What's going to happen during it? From Brianna. First of all, third interview at Chipotle. I mean, I'm going to make a wild guess here based on the fact that you're asking what to do in an interview at Chipotle. Do you know what rice is? Do you know the difference on site between pinto and black beans? Or could you at least learn that one's further away and one's closer and get them out of a thing with a spoon? I mean, it sounds like you're a shoo-in. I don't know. What's to know? What could they possibly be covering in three different interviews? Do you have some weird facial scar and they're just calling you in there over and over so they can... You are not going to believe the scar this bitch has on her face. I'm calling her for another interview just so you can fucking see it, because it is mind-blowing. Dear Snowman, is Adam Sandler dead? I saw a friend's Facebook status and also searched a few websites. Nothing is legit. I hope he isn't. From Alicia. Is Adam Sandler dead? I don't know. I kind of don't think so. I mean, I feel like I would know if he was dead because people would be saying, let's watch one of those movies he's in. I don't know. Probably, and people would start talking about how such and such a movie is actually pretty good. Billy Madison or something, Happy Gilmore. They're like, actually, it broke a lot of boundaries in comedy. So I think we'd start hearing stuff like that, you know what I mean? But I haven't heard anything like that, so I suspect he's still alive. I just feel the presence of him somehow bearing down on me and kind of ruining my afternoon today, if I'm going to be 100% honest. Even if he's alive, or not alive, there's still more Adam Sandler in the world than I would care for at this point. Fuck that guy. Dear Snowman, how do I face my fears? I'm a male, and I really want to experiment with guys in a relationship or sexually, but it's embarrassing and kind of nervous to ask a guy. How can I get over my fear? From Sky. So you want to ask guys, you know, about getting together and shit? I mean, just let them know that you're new to the scene and, you know, you're nervous. I think they'll be fine. They'll be like, oh, honey, let me help you out. I mean, imagine if, you know, the way a guy would a girl, you know, and she's like, this is my first time being with someone. I don't know how I feel about that. A guy's not going to run away like, fuck that shit. Unless you're 40. If you're 40, then it might be kind of weird. But even then, hell, I don't know. I'm not really attracted to men, so maybe more people are attracted to 40-year-olds. I don't know. I'm very handicapped because, you know, I'm only attracted to people that I'm visually attracted to. Dear Snowman, my pants keep breaking frequently. When I play on the Xbox, watch TV, do work at school, etc., my pants keep ripping because of my exotic, I guess that is, seating positions. I've tried everything from jeans to tracksuits. From Tyler. What is your exotic seating position? Are you ready for this? What are you doing, sitting around wheelbarrow style? You like that? I got that, so when I diss somebody hardcore, I can throw one of those out there. I don't know. I would say start wearing those black stretchy non-pants pants that I see all the ladies wearing. Those seem pretty rip-proof. I don't know why, too, you know, when they make pants, shouldn't they have the seam somewhere else, like going up the center of the thigh or something? Why does it have to be right, basically tracing your butt crack? So if your pants rip, the most likely place that people are going to see is your balls, penis, and ass. That's really terrible design. Dear Snowman, what should I write on a dog tag I got for my boyfriend? That's pretty much it. I just need some ideas. It's a Valentine's gift, and we're both sophomores. He's into soccer. Yep. Please, any ideas? Thank you. Frown smiley face from Cammy. I mean, there are a lot of great options of things to write on a dog tag. I'm assuming this is like a military-style dog tag and not like a dog collar that you bought for your boyfriend. That's a pretty stupid present, I'm not going to lie. I don't know. BFFs forever? Best friends who fuck? BFWF forever? I don't know. I mean, just give it to him. What's he going to do? Be like, oh, this thing you wrote on, do not write that thing about dance like no one's watching, okay? Then he's going to be embarrassed. Dear Snowman, this is my first time building a PC. Thoughts? This is what I got so far. What do you think? CPU, core, something, motherboard, HHD, Western Digital, Caviar, something, some RAM, Corsair, Vengeance, thermal, okay. Came in a little over budget, so tell me some ways I could save cash. Yeah, I could tell you how you could save a bunch of cash. Don't fucking make a computer. It's a retarded activity. I mean, they cost almost nothing. Just go buy one. Buy two, and then destroy one. I don't know, buy two and throw one into a river and then drive your car into the river on top of it and smash it with the front of your car. Who cares? This is a really stupid question. I don't know why you're doing this and why you're asking me. Are you hoping that I would be a sexy lady reading that and just throw myself at you because of your computer knowledge? That's not going to happen. Dear Snowman, I need some ecstasy help. I want to try ecstasy. How can I stop a bad trip, or what should I do? From Tommy. That's a great question. I really know nothing about ecstasy. I had an ex who was like, we should do ecstasy together sometime. And I said yes, because I was real drunk. And also, you know, I was at a point in my life when I was thinking, fuck this. I mean, nothing as good is going to happen. Before, I was afraid to destroy my brain. But actually, hating everything can really help you be more prepared to destroy your life in a, you know, a terrible way. I mean, people down-talk the idea of destroying your own life, but I don't know. It's not so bad. And once you're at that level, it really opens up a lot of possibilities, like trying ecstasy. So I don't know. I mean, just do it with your girlfriend, but, you know, probably, this is the catch-22. You can't do it with your girlfriend until you really feel like you've given up, so things could get real bad. Dear Snowman, should I get a rat or a ferret? Rats are less expensive, but they don't live as long and don't sound as exciting. Ferrets are more expensive and live longer and seem more exciting. I was thinking maybe I could start out with rats. I don't know. What do you think? From Sophia. So the plan here is to get a rodent, and you're thinking maybe you'll start with a rat and then work your way up to ferret once you feel like you've... I don't even know what the criteria is when you'll feel like you're ready. I don't know. I mean, don't get a ferret, for starters. At least with a rat, I mean, you could be one of those idiots who's like, oh, they're much smarter and they're not dirty and all that. And it's like, yeah, of course your rat's not dirty because it's not living in the sewer. But believe me, turn it loose for a week. Anyone who owns a rat, I would challenge them and say, turn it loose in your house then if it's so great. If it's like a cat or a dog, if it's just as good and it's intelligent, let them run wild. See how you feel about it. Dear Snowman, how do I get rid of an abscessed tooth at home? I have 3 abscessed teeth on the right side of my jaw. It is extremely painful and is starting to give me a very bad headache. I have used peroxide and it is still hurting. What should I do? From Deanna. I'm not one to say go to the doctor. I'm not a doctor-oriented fella myself. But I would go to the dentist. Here's the thing. The dentist blows. They're jerks. But they've got us by the balls, man. You cannot do that stuff yourself. You can't even see in there. I've been cutting my own, you know, when the wires on my braces get too long in the back and they stab you in the face, I've been cutting them. It's hard. I had to buy special little wire cutters. Getting in there is tough. You're just doing it blind. You don't even know what you're doing until it's too late. So yeah, I would say go to the dentist, you fucking hillbilly. I got this one too. So that's a good one. Dear Snowman, what can I do about this girl trying to hit on my man? This girl is friends with my boyfriend, and today we almost got into a fist fight because she likes my boyfriend. She shoved me and said she's lucky she doesn't beat the crap out of me. Oh, the crepe out of me. So you're either a complete white trash because you're in this girl fight, or you were eating crepes because you're like a French cosmopolitan person and she's going to beat the crepes out of you. I don't want to fight her, but I want to tell her to back off in the best way possible. My guy also assured me he isn't going to leave me for her because I'm his one and only. What is the best thing to do? Please help. I mean, you have control over one person. No, there's one person you don't have control over. That's her. You have you, and you have him. So you can always say, well, you know the sex that we like to have? That's going to go away. Unless... maybe you can get rid of that girlfriend for a while. Plus, she's probably a little on the heavy side. Yeah! I would get that sound effect, too. Dear Snowman, how do I get my endurance back? I haven't played hockey in a year, and I was wondering how I could easily get it back. I'm willing to work as hard as I need to. From Marty. I'm so glad you asked that, Marty. There are hockey guys who come to the place where I work out. They have a running track upstairs, and it's open air down onto this large floor, which is where they play hockey. And on hockey nights, the smell of their pads, which they put on and then just put away immediately and don't air out or wash or anything, fills the... This is a full-size gym, and it's full of the stench. So I would say a good cardio workout would be to wash your fucking stupid hockey bullshit crap that you think you actually need. And once that's clean and doesn't smell anymore, you'll probably be in tip-top shape. Because that's going to be a job, and you're going to have to hold your breath almost the entire time. It's going to take incredible cardio strength to do it. Just know, ma'am, what is the title of this song and who is the artist? It's a Christian song sung by a female artist. The song is soft and beautiful. I'm not exactly sure on the lyrics, but I thought the chorus went something like, "And this is love, and this is... I just don't know anymore about the song. If anyone can help me, it would be better than nothing. Thanks. From Cute Chick." You know, this is what I hate about people sometimes. One of the things. I don't care if it's a song or a book or something. They'll say, "I really love this thing," or a movie. You know, "I loved it." And you say, "All right, tell me about it. Who's in it? What's it about? What happens?" And they're like, "I don't really remember. I remember we had it on VHS, this movie. And I think there may have been a guy with a mustache, but that's all." And I'm like, "Well, how much do you, what do you love about it then? All you remember is that you loved it and not why?" I remember why I love things that I love. I at least have a general sense. Idiots. "Dear Snowman, I'm planning sex with 3 different women. Is that okay? First one is an on-off girlfriend, second, new girlfriend, and third is a very interested soon-to-be girlfriend from Heart." I mean, okay, so what's the plan here? You just wanted to let the world know that you're going to be banging 3 ladies? "Hey everybody, this guy found 3 ladies to bang. I'm sure that they are quality individuals who, you know, have good home lives and are very responsible and probably looking forward to fulfilling long lives of doing good things. People always say this, they're like, you could have a threesome with 2 threes, or if you could have 1 sex with 1 person who's a 6, you know what I mean? But that doesn't even account for it, because this is his girlfriends. What if they're attractive, but they're real fucked up? That's not worth it. That's going to be just as bad, if not worse. I'd rather have sex with someone who's really unattractive 1 time than be in a long relationship with someone I hate. Dear Snowman, alright, Valentine's Day is coming up. Me and my boyfriend have been dating for 1 year and 5 months. I have no clue what to get him. He's just like a normal guy. He likes sports and country music. I guess I'm asking for advice. What do you guys usually want for Valentine's Day? Or what's the best gift you've ever gotten? Please help. Thanks." From Muriel. I mean, there are a lot of options here, okay? Muriel. Good name. I would say, fuck it. Skip Valentine's Day. I mean, just tell him that you aren't going to get him anything because, you know, you didn't want him to get you anything. That's a pretty good way to start. Or, I don't know, just get him chocolates and flowers. He'll think that's cute. I mean, I've said 1 million sexist things, so I'm just going to say this. If as a girl you just get your guy chocolates and flowers, you're going to get off completely because you got him something. "Dear Snowman, am I addicted to massages? The university I attend offers 10-minute chair massages every day for 25 cents, courtesy of the Student Health Center. I've begun to make it a habit of going to get a 10-minute chair massage daily now. Some of my friends claim I am addicted to massages because of the fact that I go daily. I just really enjoy getting a daily massage and it is obviously very affordable for us students. What do you think? Am I addicted to chair massages?" From Jessica. I mean, no, I don't think you're addicted to chair massages, but I would suspect that maybe you're not getting quite enough physical human contact or something. I mean, this is a very low-level... massaging has always felt a little bit prostitute-y to me. You're paying someone to manipulate your body, right? I mean, and so they're rubbing on your back instead of your penis, you know what I mean? But then these are the same people who are like, "Oh, you have erogenous zones outside of your penis. So, therefore, I'm getting sort of body jacked off." "Dear Snowman, so am I supposed to start my period today, but haven't? I normally start first thing when I wake up, or through the night before I'm supposed to start. Last night I wore a pad just in case. Good move. But this morning I woke up and went to the bathroom, and when I wiped, there was a clear gooey discharge. This never happens around my period time, ever. Have you ever had a similar experience, or know what it could be? I'm sexually active." From Katie. Clear discharge. I mean, I think you need to worry about when there's non-clear discharge. That would be my terribly uninformed medical advice. Clear discharge, good. Non-clear, real not good. That's the scary kind. That's the bad discharge. The non-clear. That's when you're going to get in trouble. Because if there's stuff in it, what is that stuff? "Dear Snowman, had sex with a condom, last period on the 9th. I feel like I have a cold now. Could I be pregnant? He might have come a little, but then stopped, and we kept going, but he doesn't think he came, and my last period was January 9th, and I had some gooey white stuff in my undies for like a day, but my period should be now. Okay. Could I be pregnant? First of all, I don't know what it means that he came a little and then stopped coming. There's a little bit of coming that happens. It just kind of oozes out. But you can't be like, okay, I'm going to come and then not come. That's probably not realistic. I don't know what did he do? Like, did he put his finger over his pee hole and then it was like a gun in a cartoon where this big wad came to the front and then went back inside him? And then one of his ass cheeks exploded. How does that even work? I'm not even really sure what you're describing. But based on the fact that it's so dumb what you said, I'm guessing you're pregnant, yes. Dear Snowman, how often should you go to the doctor when you're pregnant? I'm only 2 months and went once to the doctor's. When's the next time I should go? How often should I go? From B. Well, that's an easy one. Basically, my policy with going to the doctor is ask them how often they think you should go, and then cut that, like, into a third. Because really, they're gonna tell you, I mean, they're not really incentivized for you to only come twice during your pregnancy, right? That's not gonna help them out, they gotta make the big cash! So ask them and then do something completely different from what they say, you know what I mean? That would be the best way to go about it. Ask their professional opinion, and then completely ignore it. Oh, God. See, I shouldn't have ate those jelly beans. My stomach. My stomach is killing me. Ugh. Dear Snowman, my baby has inverted nipples. My daughter has had inverted nipples since she's been born, and still has them at 5 months. Does this mean they will stay inverted? No one in my family has them either. Thanks. From Tony. Your baby? A baby has inverted nipple? I don't know. I mean, do babies just get those sometimes? I would think the babies would sometimes just have inverted nipples. I don't know. Can you, oof, God. I don't really know what the line is here, but can you stimulate these nipples and do they pop out? Because if you can't, but I don't know if that's something you can do to a baby. I mean, if that's like an acceptable practice or not. I kind of don't think so. I mean, to me, it's if someone told me that their baby had inverted nipples, so they kind of played with them until they popped out, I'd be freaked the fuck out. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean, I'm not a parent either. I wouldn't really want to wipe someone else's ass either. So there are a couple lines here that I'm not really sure about. Dear Snowman, I want to know why... Why would you write at the beginning of your question, you dumb bastard? I want to know why I spaz out when my boyfriend gives me a hickey. The other night, my boyfriend was giving me a hickey, and he said I was twitching or spazzing. What does that mean? From Sadie. Can we stop with the fucking hickeys? For real? I mean, hickeys are probably the least favorite sex thing that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of a lot when it comes to sex, okay? I'm pretty much in the dark about most of the sex stuff. But I have to say, the hickeys are a big problem for me. I don't understand them. They look like shit. I mean, why wouldn't you just punch each other and give you a black eye? You know what I mean? There's a lot of painless ways that you can deface another person's body. And also, that's the one that comes only from making out. You know what I mean? There's no excusing it. It's not like... And you should have to. And not because it's a hickey, but because... It's not because you had sex that's embarrassing. It's because you had sex with someone who decided it was a good idea to give you a hickey. Dear Snowman, would it be okay to do this? If my best friend is upset about something, like really upset, maybe a breakup with her boyfriend or something, and I talk to her and comfort her, would it be wrong after the talk to kiss her on the cheek? Keep in mind, I like her and she knows that. From Jim. I mean, of course it is. You know, it's wrong. Well, so here's your plan, Jim. You're going to swoop in. Okay, she just broke up with her boyfriend, and you're going to be like, there. P.S., we both know that I like you, right? And she's like, yeah. And then you just kiss her on the cheek. That's how you're going to comfort her? That's comforting you, Jim, not her, you dumb fuck. You can't comfort her by comforting you. These need to be two separate activities. So if you're not able to not kiss her when you're consoling her because she just broke up with her boyfriend, even if he's a piece of shit, you cannot kiss her then. So you can't do that. No, you can't do that. That's not going to work, my friend. I'm sorry, but that's idiotic. Dear Snowman, even though if we are on a break, can I still keep on counting for how long we're going out for? Oh, Jesus. Okay, hang on. Okay, I just had a bracing drink. Dear Snowman, even though if we are on a break, can I still keep on counting for how long we are going out for? I don't know how to break works, because I was never on a break before. Therefore, I am really confused. From Tanya. So I believe this question is, so you're saying, well, we've been going out 6 months. We're on a break. If we get back together, you know, does the clock have to reset? Or do you say we've been going out for 6 months, then not for two, then whatever? I mean, obviously, you don't want to be apart from this person because you're still worried about that. That's not really a factor if you break up with somebody. It's like, ooh, are we still together? I don't know. I mean, if I got back with someone that I, you know, if Ashley Martinez came knocking on my door and we got back together, I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, we've been on a 10-year break. I'd be like, no, we've been together for a year. You know what I mean? Yes, if you're take a 3-day break, I guess it's not really the same. Here's what I would do. Tell whichever version is the least complicated. So if you're on a 3-week break, but you've been together for 5 years, and then people say, when did you get together? Don't say, 2 days ago, because then they're going to say, what the fuck? That can't possibly be true. I've seen the Facebook pics. But if no one knows, I mean, if you guys dated for a week and then you take a break for 6 months, then just say the original time. I don't know. Once the break time exceeds 1/3 of the relationship time, you're done. And you have to start over, okay? Is that what you want? You want just the official word? I'm giving you the official word. Dear Snowman, what do you like to be called during sex? And don't be rude. From Crash. What do I like to be called during sex? I don't know. I don't really like to be called anything during sex. If someone else speaks, then it brings me back to reality. And I can't fantasize anymore. No. I don't know. I'm not real into the pet names. And if there's a pet name, I think it just needs to happen organically. I don't know. I don't post a list of, like, here are my acceptable whatever names. I mean, yeah, I probably wouldn't. Not real into daddy. That's a bad one. I don't think anyone healthy is going to like that. So I'd stay away from daddy. But other than that, I don't know. Go for it. I mean, I don't know. What's a good one? I don't even know what's a good one. Lover? Great bang guy? Sex machine? No one is anyone saying that? Oh, you're good at sexing me, you sex machine. You fuck monster. You fucking cunnilingus ninja? I don't know. Dear Snowman, what color shirt would he wear with a purple vest for prom? I'm wearing a purple dress to prom and silver heels. Jesus. Anyway, he wants to wear a purple vest, black pants, and black shoes, but what color shirt should he wear? Black or white? What about the tie? And if you wear a vest, should you still wear a jacket too? Thanks. All right, dum-dum. White shirt, and yes, you should still wear a jacket. You don't wear just a fucking vest, okay? He's not going goddamn fishing. This is a tuxedo. Of course you're going to wear a jacket. Also, quit worrying about it. It's fucking January. You're already deciding what this guy should wear, and you're making him wear a purple vest, okay? That's enough. Let him figure out the rest or make the mistake himself. I mean, you gotta have some pictures to look back on and say, God damn, what a fucking idiot I was when I was in high school. I wish I was dead, but now there's no point because I feel like I've already lived through the worst parts, one of which was this vest. Dear Snowman, what are the Navy recruiters' new standards? I keep hear they are making Navy recruitment standards harder, and just wanted to know if anyone knew what they were changing and how much from Sam. I mean, Sam, you'll probably be fine. You could write somewhat of a complete sentence. Is that what you're worried about? I mean, are you in a wheelchair? Because if you're not in a wheelchair, I think you might be fine. You know, I think that most of what they have is like, you know what I have a friend who is in the Navy. You know what his highlights were? Talking about throwing a microwave off the side of a ship into the ocean. And this was something he was supposed to do, by the way. So, I mean, I think it'll be fine. As long as you have no moral problems with that, which I assume you don't, I think you're going to be just fine. Enjoy. Enjoy the Navy. Enjoy hearing jokes about that Village People song 4 billion times for the 4 years, each of the years that you're in the Navy. Let's see. Dear Snowman, am I worthless and I hate my life? I'm 10 years old and I hate my life, to be honest. I hate everything. My school sucks and I try to do things I can't because I try to tell myself I should try and barely have any friends. My parents are divorced, I hate my mom's boyfriend, and to be honest, I think I have problems. It's hard for me to read and do math, I hate life, my brother has a skateboard and I can't ride it, I can't even ride a bike, my soccer team sucks. Okay, is this me from the past? Can't ride a skateboard, hate soccer, hate school. School fucking blows. You know, and there are a couple people in this world, and I'm sorry, and I know what this is like. One out of every 10 people absolutely hates school, and you're gonna hate life until you're probably at least 25. And then it, you know, you might come back to it just because that's a comfortable place for you to live. But at that point, you could get some kind of therapy or something. It'll probably help you out. But in the meantime, it's just gonna fucking blow, and just try to not blow your head off. Dear Snowman, I'm looking for things that really attract girls. I need things that really get a girl's attention, not stupid stuff. Oh, and I'm 13 for your information, from Taco. You need things that really attract girls when you're 13? I mean, I don't think there's anything that a 13-year-old has to offer. I'm sorry, I know this is like, this is exactly in the line of the last one, right? He's like, oh, I'm miserable, and, you know, I don't know what to do. And it's like, yeah, because you're 13. You can't do anything. There's nothing you're going to be able to do. You're screwed. I don't know. When you're 13, I would say stay under the radar. Don't do anything weird. Try and get through the next 10 years of school without doing anything weird that people make fun of you for. If you can do that, then, you know, once you get older, everything will be cool. But if you fuck up now, no pressure, but you're going to be screwed. Dear Snowman, new guy at school and already like him, but he's been flirting with me, but also another girl. He's hugged me and is always touching me and talks to me constantly in the class we have together. He also teases me, but the whore of our grade is, of course, all over him. And he sits with her at lunch and flirts with her a lot, too. I really don't want to get hurt, so I'm scared. I'll fall for him, and he ends up with this other girl. What should I do? From Hannah. Stop calling other girls whores, probably. Because, I mean, she's doing what you want to do, right? I mean, you're calling her a whore, but you like this guy and would like to sit with him at lunch. Meanwhile, she's doing that, and you're like, what a fucking whore. I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe you should just do what you want to do a little bit more. I'm not saying that you should fuck the guy next to the dumpsters where they throw away the old milks after lunch. I'm just saying maybe you should, like, go sit next to him and talk to him. That would be a pretty good start. You'll probably find that he's a piece of shit anyway, so it's not even going to matter. That way, you won't have to worry about falling in love. Dear Snowman, help! My friend is copying me. Yeah. My friend is 2 years older than me, and we text, and sometimes he starts copying me. I've tried asking him why he does, but he won't answer my questions. Is that a way he flirts? I just don't know. Can somebody help me? Why is he doing this? From P. I mean, this is insane. Your friend is copying you? How old are you? 4? This is like your little brother? Fuck that shit. I would say if he's copying, I mean, I don't know, start copying him. Or just say, hey, stop copying me. And then when you say that out loud, you'll probably all of a sudden realize what an idiot you sound like. You know what I mean? After you actually say the word stop copying me out loud, that impulse might go away a little bit. You might realize what a piece of shit you are and how not worth copying you are. You're probably not that cool. Dear Snowman, how long can ladies sit before the lips down there get funky? From Autumn. So, I mean, how long can they be on a chair before their vaginas start to smell? I don't really know, but I think they could probably go as long as they would need to. I mean, how long can you sit before your balls get a funk? Mine develop a sort of a cheese, if you will, after, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 minutes. But it's a totally different system. I feel like theirs is an internal system and mine's external. And I do sit in a lot of swamplands, so that's going to kind of change the equation there. So I don't know, as long as you're not dipping your open vagina into a swamp, I think you could probably sit on it for quite a while before you have to worry that sitting is going to cause a stench. You probably should look up some biology facts too, by the way. Dear Snowman, if an attractive cute boy offered you candy, what would you think? I usually bring candy on Fridays and share it with friends. If I share with you, what would you think if I offered you candy? Would you begin to like me? Am I thinking of offering my crush candy? From William. I mean, okay, so if I'm a girl and you're a boy and you bring candy on Friday and you said, hey, do you want some candy? Well, that's not going to hurt if it's Starburst jelly beans. I might think that you either like me or that you're trying to make my stomach hurt so badly that, you know, I fall over sideways and nearly pass away, at which point you could take advantage of me. Actually, Starburst jelly beans would make a terrible date rape drug because you'd be curled so tight and, you know, around your stomach. I don't know how the genitals might not be exposed depending on how you experience pain, how you sort of go into a ball form when you're in serious abdominal pain. That would really determine. So it's a real crapshoot as date rape drugs go. Dear Snowman, if he hasn't contacted me after I date, should I move on? We went out for dinner last Thursday night. He paid. He texted me the next day just to ask how my day was going, but hasn't contacted me at all since. I don't want to text him because I don't want to look desperate or clingy, and I figure if he's interested, he'll reach out, but so far nothing. I haven't heard from him by now. What do you think? I should just assume he doesn't like me and call it a loss? Would texting him make me look bad? From Addie. Just send him a text. Say, hey, you want to go out again? Include a nip slip pic. I don't know. Just text him again and say, I want to go out. And then if he says no, and then let it go. I mean, it's fine. You can text. Yeah, it's okay for a girl to text a boy. I think that's all right. I mean, it's a text. You could even just text whatever people text, you know? Oh, did you catch that Boston Raiders game? I don't fucking know. Dear Snowman, why do I give off the wrong impression? I try to be a nice and conservative girl, but got rejected by a guy friend. But recently, he was testing me if I'm into friends with benefits stuff. I told him no. Now he's in a relationship with a girl who recently got dumped by her ex. It hasn't been a month, and she's been writing love stuff on Facebook. He also labels her as girlfriend. I assume she is more sexy type, since she has an album of her in sexual poses professionally taken. From Kim. I mean, so he didn't want to date you and he wanted to bang you. That's fine. I don't know. That's probably him. That's not necessarily something you're projecting, obviously. You know what the trick was to prove that you weren't projecting that? When he asked you, you said no. Okay? So he asked you. He asked you, you said no. End of story. Jesus fucking Christ. You don't have to. I mean, but you don't want to. I mean, what do you want? You want to have a platonic relationship with him? Fuck that guy. Dear Snowman, hold on. My boyfriend was drugged and a girl was involved. He said he was at his house and his brother brought people over and someone drugged his water bottle with LSD. He said he felt funny and the next thing he knew, this girl was on top of him, dirty talking and moaning, and he said he did it back. Just the image of that my boyfriend with that slut makes me cringe. I have a feeling this girl liked him and drugged his water so she could take advantage of him. I can't take it. So many bad things happened before this, and it's making me suicidal. He said he wasn't his fault, but he seemed to enjoy it. He said nothing else happened, but he could be lying. What would you do? Wow. Let's just hear the music for a second. Make ourselves happier. Alright, here's the thing. This is an important question. This is a serious... Let's get serious for a minute, okay? Because there's cheating. There's cheating. Now, cheating is cheating, right? But there's also, fuck that shit, there's also this kind of cheating, where I think it's someone says, I went to a party, I got fucking wasted, and I made out with somebody. You know, what do you do about that? Alright, so they didn't have sex, that's good. It sounds to me like that person was just dry humping him, and he was doing it back while he's claiming, let's just assume he was actually on LSD. Here's the thing, it's up to you, you have to decide, is this out of character for your boyfriend? Or does he put himself in these situations often? Now, I'm not going so far as to talk... Let's not say, you know, oh, when someone gets drunk, they're asking to get raped. You know, your boyfriend, I don't think he was asking for it. But what I'm saying is this something he probably has done before? I mean, hang out with these people. I don't mean accidentally take LSD. But here's the thing. I've never accidentally taken LSD, and neither have many other people. So part of the problem is being in a situation where you may be accidentally exposed to LSD. Okay, and part of being in a relationship and being faithful and honest is avoiding those sorts of situations where you think you may end up being drugged with LSD so someone can dry hump you and dirty talk. I don't really know what LSD does. I mean, I didn't even do that ecstasy thing. But I don't really think it also is like makes you pass out and then wake up and dirty talk somebody. Maybe it does. I don't know. But here's the thing. You need to decide, is this a situation he's going to be in again? Or is this a situation that he was wrong place, wrong time, this doesn't typically happen to him, and this is the end of it? Okay? Once you make that decision, then you will know what to do. But, you know, if he hangs out with this girl again, if he hangs out a lot with her, fuck him. You know what? They're done. It's done. It's over, okay? So, yeah, I don't know. You know the guy. You know what he's up to. This is either a one-time thing or not at all. Dear Snowman, my ex cheated on me and I want revenge. My ex of 6 months cheated on me and is now with this lad and I want revenge for how much she has hurt me. Any ideas from David? Sorry, David, but 6 months, that ain't shit, man. You gotta let it go. What revenge do you want? Because she dated you and doesn't want to date you anymore? Oh, that bitch. What a bitch. You know what I mean? I mean, what are you gonna do about it? I don't know, slash her tires? That's not gonna make you feel better. It's gonna make you feel worse. You know what I mean? It's gonna make you feel like an asshole because you are being an asshole. You gotta just move on. You know, and you wrote two sentences and you mentioned that she's with some other dude. So obviously that's the problem, right? Would it be fine if she wasn't with somebody else? Is that the problem there? Okay. Well, go fuck yourself then. I don't know. Just do something else. Play Xbox. Play Xbox and eat jelly beans until your stomach hurts and you're just ready to go to bed. Dear Snowman, what do you do on Father's Day if you hate your dad? And what about his birthday? From Chocolate. Oh, well, nothing. That's the whole point. I mean, that's like, let me ask you this. What do you do on Passover? I mean, you're not involved with that, right? You're not a Jewish person? All right, well, you're not a dad person either. I mean, your dad's a piece of shit. So fuck him. I don't know. Fuck that guy. Who cares? You don't owe him a Father's Day. I mean, what does he do on your birthday? I would say replicate that exactly. You know what I mean? So if he's like great and takes you out to dinner, then maybe you should take him out to dinner. But if not, then fuck him. I don't know. Screw him. He's a dad. He's supposed to be the responsible one here. Plus, sometimes it's hard to know. These parents aren't really good at explaining the things that they actually want most of the time. You know what I mean? Dear Snowman, does this guy like me? Okay, this guy, B, always looks at me. Like, today, me and my friends were going to first okay. Yeah, fine. I don't know. Ask him. I'm not even going to look at this question because it's too fucking annoying. Does this guy like me? I don't know. Probably. Maybe not. I mean, he's a guy and you're a girl, so there's a 50-50 right there. Okay? I would say ask him. Talk to him. Maybe fucking... Why? I don't understand why people do this. Do you think person X likes me? It's like, well, I don't know. Talk to him. Jesus Christ. That's like the first thing to do to grow up is to just ask the people who actually know. You know what I mean? Who might actually know the answer. That's what I would say. People are horrible. I just hate everybody right now. I wish you would all die. That's my answer. Is that an answer? I don't even remember what the question was. Dear Snowman. So this girl I sort of like sent me a message today saying she liked me, but it was all a joke by her and her friends. I never said I liked her in the convo, but still feel betrayed by her and her friends and my best friend. What should I do? From Captain. Well, yeah, I mean, they kind of made you look like an asshole because they were trying to be like, hey, do you want to come over and make out with me? And hoping you'd say yes, and then you'd go, oh, shit. You know what I mean? But, I don't know, fuck them. I mean, what's the problem? Do you like her? If you like her, then fuck it. And if you don't like her, then fuck her. That's a pretty simple one, right? I don't know. I mean, these relationship questions are so dumb. The beginning part of the relationship is so... Everyone feels like if they make one tiny little wrong move at the very beginning, everything's fucked. You know what I mean? That the first time they talk to someone, it's like, all right, I need to say the exact right thing, or else I could be missing out on a 5-year relationship. She either likes you or she doesn't. You know what I mean? It's not going to change from that. Dear Snowman, my friend's mom walked in on me and my girlfriend and wants to tell my mom. Please help. I was at my friend's house and we had our girlfriends over. And my girlfriend and I were having sex and I came on my girlfriend when my girlfriend's mom walked in. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. She wants to tell my mom, but I don't want her to. Well, I mean, okay. This is an interesting question because if it were me, if that were me, if I were the parent, okay? Because I can't really imagine this from a kid's perspective because I don't know. I mean, what's my mom going to walk in on me doing? You know what I mean? A double-sided dildo with General Connolly? Some guy in a chair going ass to ass. I mean, that's not going to happen. So I have to look at this from the parental perspective at this juncture in my life. You know, I'm a grown-up now. If I walked in on my son's friend having sex with his girlfriend, I mean, I don't know what I would do necessarily. However, from the sound of it, you came on this girl, okay? You came on her. So what you're saying is, I mean, I guess you were about to finish, pulled out, and did that thing where you're like, oh, came on the outside of her body. And this is when the mom walked in. Now, she's not your mom and not your girlfriend's mom. This is your friend's mom. I mean, I don't know because that's like saying, what would you do if you opened the door and outside the door was the Beetlejuice sandworm land? I have no fucking idea. I don't know. I would close the door and walk away and, you know, probably have a stiff drink and really think about my life for a while. I don't really know how to answer what would I do if, like, I saw a 15-year-old coming on a 15-year-old. That's not something that's not a real question, is it? I mean, how could you possibly know what to do? There's no answer to that. Although, and you know what? I would be a little pissed. Here's what I think I would do. And if the adult is listening, I think what I would say is, I would probably extort you in some way. Because I do feel like, I mean, if you're going to fuck someone in my home, on my bed, all you know, or a bed in my home that I paid for, I'm going to be a little pissed off. But if you're just slinging semen around the room like it's meaningless, like, you know, you've just got all this fucking cum to spare and you're just shooting it all over the goddamn place, I'm going to be pissed off. I'm not going to like that. If you're going to fuck someone in my home, you know, you need to contain the semen. That needs to be contained, preferably in a condom. You know what I mean? Even if she's on the pill. I would hope, I'm going to raise my kids in such a way where I say, son, there might be some fucking going on in this home. And I understand that. I'm an adult. You are not an adult, but whatever. But here's my point. I want your girlfriends to be safe and in control, but also I'd like you to wear a condom for your safety and hers, but also just to sort of contain the cum. I don't really need you slinging cum all over the place. You know what I mean? And we may need to talk about your masturbatory habits too. I don't know. I'm not really sure so far how they've been, but I have a suspicion that we might need to get that under wraps because I don't feel like it's going appropriately. You know, I just don't want cum shooting out in my house. That's an acceptable answer. So I think whatever this parent decides to do is probably kind of up to them. Because you can't just say, I'm going to shoot my cum everywhere. Whew. That was a powerful time. It's been an hour. I don't know if that was the right number of questions. That didn't quite feel right to me. But whatever, man. You know, we do our best in life, right? From time to time. From time to time, we fuck up. I'm still in advice mode. It's kind of hard to get out. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You know, same old shit. Visit me at helpfulsnowman.com. Make some time. Visit. If you have questions, you can always email them to me. Helpfulsnowman, and that's at Gmail. Tweet me, Facebook. Everything is just /helpfulsnowman. So whatever. I don't know. Fuck it. Enjoy your lives. Try. It's 2013, everyone. We're in the future.
all together separately. That's how it's supposed to be. No matter where the wonder from post in between, from here to over yonder, there's no place for them to name. Lonely are the free. Silent are the strong. Not so much as a whisper tells you anything that's wrong. You've known all along, but you can't help but listen. And now the moment's gone. Hanging on until the silent signal and the breaking of the dawn is shattered by the siren singing sacrificial songs.